1935, November 24th. It's, O Holy Trinity, in whom is contained the inner life of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, eternal joy, inconceivable depth of love, poured out upon all creatures and constituting their happiness, honor, and glory be to your holy name forever and ever. Amen. When I consider your greatness and beauty, O my God, I rejoice exceedingly that the Lord I serve is so great. With love and joy, I carry out his will. And the more I come to know him, the more I desire to love him. I burn with desire to love him ever more and more. The 14th, this Thursday, when we were having nocturnal adoration, at first I could not pray. A sort of dryness engulfed me. I could not meditate on Jesus' sorrowful passion. So I lay prostrate and offered most sorrowful passion of the Lord Jesus to the Heavenly Father in reparation for the sins of all the world. When I got to my feet after this prayer and walked to my lila, I suddenly saw Jesus next to it. The Lord Jesus appeared as he was during scourging. In his hands, he was holding a white garment with which he clothed me and a cord with which he girt me. And he covered me with a red cloak like the one he was clothed with during his passion, and a veil of the same color. And he said to me, "This is how you and your companions are going to be clothed. My life from birth to death on the cross will be the rule for you. Fix your eyes upon me and live according to what you see." I decided you penetrate into my spirit more deeply and understand that I'm meek and humble of heart. Learn from this, not just because of suffering external things. Learn from Jesus. He's meek and humble. On one occasion, I felt an urge to set to work and fulfill whatever God is demanding me. I entered the chapel for a moment and heard a voice in my soul saying, "Why are you afraid? Do you think that I will not have enough omnipotence to support you?" At that moment, my soul felt extraordinary strength and all the adversities that could befall me in carrying out God's will seemed as nothing to me. You can imagine, it's always the temptation surrounding for us also. Satan doesn't want us to be all in peace all the time. One way or another, just, you know, some thoughts, some worries, some people, just keep us in balance. But it's more important. That's how we walk with Jesus. Never lose peace of heart. Even you suffer, don't lose your peace. If you lose your peace, then you enter into temptation. Because this is the end, the aim of temptation is to make you into disturbance. God is peace. When we are away from God, we don't have peace. So temptation is one thing. You enter into temptation is another thing, right? So to keep yourself wondering. On Friday, during Mass, when my soul was flooded with God's happiness, I heard these words in my soul: "My mercy has passed into souls through the divine human heart of Jesus, as a ray from the sun passes through crystal. I felt in my heart and understood that every approach to God is brought about by Jesus, in him and through him. So through the two rays, Jesus lights, like crystals, coming into our heart. Look at this. On the evening of the late last day, November 15, of the novena at Ostra Brahma, after the singing of the litany, one of the priests exposed the Blessed Sacrament in the monstrance. When he placed it on the altar, I immediately saw the infant Jesus stretching out his little arms, first of all toward his mother, who at that time had taken on a living appearance. When the Mother of God was speaking to me, Jesus stretched out his tiny hands towards the congregation. The Blessed Mother was telling me to accept all that God asked of me like a little child, without questioning. Otherwise, it would not be pleasing to God. At that moment, the infant Jesus vanished, and the Mother of God was again lifeless, and the picture was the same as it had been before. But my soul was filled with great joy and gladness, and I said to the Lord, "Do with me as you please. I'm ready for everything. But you, O Lord, must not abandon me even for a moment." So we have to ask grace that Jesus next to you. We have to ask, because if you're losing this attention, Satan is coming in between. He can enter into you, but he's just sitting by your side. Now and then, some thoughts, worries, that. They are multiple. Once it lacks the left, and then it's right. So you don't leave the left, and then why you're starting another inspiration from them. Not inspiration. Temptation. Why you believe these things? Why that person do this? Okay, you see me. And then other. Why you stay here? Why do you go over? Why do you call this way? All. They're very faithful to us. If we are not faithful to Jesus, we lose the war. So that's why always trust. You may ask, why Jesus allow all these things happen? He himself, allowed by God the Father, allowed by the Holy Spirit, he was led into wilderness, led into temptation. After 40 days of fast, you can imagine. Now your strength, you can against temptation. When you're weak, sometimes, you know, when you're sick, it's a time of temptations. The Satan is surrounding you, waiting for any chance. That's why before the sick people, try to say that Divine Mercy, Chapter of Divine Mercy. Let the person hear the words. Let them close to God. Otherwise, we need to have this kind of human resources to keep at strength. The next paragraph, to the glory of the Holy Trinity. I asked Mother Superior to permit me to make a 40-day fast, taking once a day a piece of bread and a glass of water. However, following the advice of my confessor, Mother Superior did not... Seems we read this already, or no? Oh, yes. Very interesting, eh? It's good to repeat. Tell me next time. No, because I keep the page still there. I will find out this page is here. So, you know, I think I read it for the third time. Isn't it? That's good. I think we need to hear. Isn't it? We need to hear all these words.
That's the message for today.
Exactly. We need to hear. Otherwise, you know, you just go ahead, and then you forget. It's a good repetition. although for weeks. Okay, I hope this time is correct. No, okay. It's very beautiful this time. It's a long message from the Lord. I think it should be also 1935, eh? Yes. On a certain occasion, the Lord Jesus said to me, I'm deeply wounded by the small imperfections of chosen souls than by the sins of those living in the world. So, we Catholics, if we sin, Jesus suffered more than the pagans. So if the poor Paul shouted at you, it's natural, by nature. But you shout back, it's not nature. You sin against charity. They don't know. They're excused. If you don't have any excuse, don't shout back. Patient. I'm more deeply wounded by the small imperfections of chosen souls than by the sins of those living in the world. You see, compare the sin and with a small imperfection, maybe you're not impatient, little thing. You hurt Jesus more than the person outside. It's making very sad that chosen souls make Jesus suffer. And Jesus told me, these little imperfections are not all. I will reveal to you a secret of my heart. When I suffer from the chosen souls, in gratitude in return for so many graces in my heart, is my heart's constant food on the part of a chosen soul. Their love is lukewarm, and my heart cannot bear it. These souls force me to reject them. Others distrust my goodness and have no desire to experience that sweet intimacy in their own hearts, but go in search of me off in the distance and do not find me. This distrust of my goodness hurts me very much. If my death has not convinced you of my love, what will? Often a soul wounds me mortally, and then no one can comfort me. They use my graces to offend me. These are souls who despise my graces as well as all the proofs of my love. They do not wish to hear my call, but proceed into the abyss of hell. The loss of these souls plunges me into deadly sorrow. So when a soul enters into hell, sudden the heart of Jesus. So many times we say, God put us into hell. No, he suffered for these sick. The loss of these souls plunges me into deadly sorrow. God, though I am, I cannot help such a soul because it scorned me. Having a free will, it can spurn me or love me. You, who are the dispenser of my mercy, tell all the world about my goodness and thus will comfort my soul. So whenever we believe in the love of the divine mercy of Jesus, he is consoled. Trust. This word, very important. It hurts him, although it's a kind of imperfection, but hurts him more than a sinner, big sinner. Because we have the grace, and we don't take this grace. I will tell you most when you converse with me in the depths of your heart. Here, no one can disturb my actions. Here I rest in a garden enclosed. So give the space of Jesus to enter into our soul. We invite him in and keep him, And our image is a tabernacle to Jesus. We are living tabernacle. Let Jesus inside. Let's keep this. Be faithful. The interior of my soul is like the large and magnificent world in which God and I live. Many times just only we singly live here, there. We are single. But we have to be double with the presence of the Lord. Except for God, no one is allowed there. Remember, if your heart was beating with someone you love only and no God's presence, you're outside the way. You thought the other person is your God. That's why you hurt so much. You thought that person the unique love in your life. No, Jesus is not your husband, not even your husband, not even your children. They're beloved, but they are not your God. Many times we take these people, friendships, as if God. That's the time you will fall. In interior, you won't have peace. Without God, there's no peace. In our heart, interior. Nobody knows. Only you know. You don't have the kind of freshness of life. You, before people, you smile the same, you drink and walk and dance and picnic and everything. But inside yourself, you have there's a root. You don't have the root in the Lord. You can experience. You don't have that other people telling you, right? Sometimes you know, if you're not sincere to the Lord, you know. Although I say my prayer, I'm fulfilling my duty. With the Lord is not fulfilling something. It's to be with. It's not fulfilling. You don't have to do anything. When you have the heart of the Lord, with the Lord, you become poor. The interior of my soul is like a large and magnificent world in which God and I live. Except for God, no one is allowed there. Don't tell me that because he is a sister. Not only a sister should have the unique place of Jesus in their heart. We too, you too. Do you agree?
Yes.
Not because you are, they have, because they are consecrated. You are consecrated also. Through the married life, you are consecrated to the Lord. They are not, you are not under the calling to be a sister, no. The same vocation, different vocation to the world, to heaven. It's a different way. The same way, but different steps. But we are the same goal of life. They have time, spare time for prayer. You don't. Your time more in the kitchen. The time, the will of God for them is go to the chapel. But that doesn't mean they're holier. If they don't have the heart of love, worse than you. So don't minimize your vocation. Or even you're single. Even single. Don't put that, I'm not a religious. I can make many friends. Don't fool yourself. Keep first what Jesus said. Seek first the kingdom of God and the words were given. At the beginning of this life with God, I was dazzled and overcome with awe. His radiance blinded me, and thought he was not in my heart. And yet, those were the moments when God was working in my soul. Love was work becoming purer and stronger, and the Lord brought my will into the closet union with his own holy will. No one will understand what I experienced in the splendid palace of my soul where I abide constantly with my beloved. No exterior things hinders my union with God. Even if I use the most forceful words, they would not express even a shadow of how my soul reveals in happiness and inexplicable love, as great and pure as a spring from which it flows. That is God Himself. My spirit is so pervaded with God that I feel it physically, and the body partakes of these joys. Although it happens that God's touches vary in the same soul, they come, however, from the same source. On one occasion, I saw Jesus thirsting and fainting, and he said to me, "I thirst." Do you remember this word used most by whom? No, by Mother Teresa of Calcutta. In all his chapel, "I thirst." No, because Mother Teresa shared this word of Jesus, "I thirst," you know? That's why in the church of St. Cosma Damien, they put the relics of Mother Teresa, the little blood, on the, it's the 11th or 12th station. Because that station, Jesus said, "I thirst." Just remind us, you know. On one occasion, I saw Jesus thirsting and fainting. And he said to me, "I thirst." When I gave him water, he took it, but did not drink, and immediately disappeared. He was clothed as he was during his passion. Jesus said, "When you reflect upon what I tell you in the depths of your hearts, you profit more than if you had read many books. Or if souls would not want to listen to my voice when I'm speaking in the depths of their hearts, they will reach the peak of holiness in a short time." I read again. I mean, the meaning is, if you keep Jesus' words in your sight, you listen to the inner voice much better than your hundreds of books which is written just for curiosity. When listen to the inner voice is the Holy Spirit. I say again. When you reflect upon what I tell you in the depths of your heart, in the depths of your heart, I mean in silence, you profit more than if you had read many books. Many theology books, theological, scriptural, you don't want to understand what Jesus is telling you. Oh, if souls would not want to listen to my voice, his voice inside, interior voice, when I'm speaking in the depths of their hearts inside, if souls would only want to listen to my voice when I'm speaking in the depths of their hearts, they would reach in peak of holiness in a short time. So keep silence, interior silence, and listen, you will be a saint in a short time. More than you read many books, you know. That's why, not because you are a doctor of scripture, a doctor of divine message, and then you got the grace. Our sanity doesn't come from readings, not from the head, from the heart, right? In January 8, 1936, another year, when I went to see the Archbishop, I told him that Jesus was asking that I pray for God's mercy upon the world, and that there is a religious congregation which would entreat the mercy of God for the world. So she shared her inspiration to the Archbishop, you know, wanting to start a new congregation. I asked the permission for all the Lord Jesus was demanding of me. The Archbishop answered me in these words, "As for prayer, I give my permission. I even encourage you, sister, to pray as much as possible for the world and to beg God's mercy, as mercy is what we need, all need. And I presume that your confessor certainly does not forbid you to pray for this intention. But as regards this congregation, wait a while, so that all things may arrange themselves more favorably. This thing is good in itself, but there's no need to hurry. It's wisdom, huh? Just even your good ideas, absorb it first and wait a little bit, not in a hurry. If it's God's will be done. Would it be a little sooner or a little later? Why should it be? There are so many different kinds of congregations. This one too will come to be if God so wills. Be completely at peace. The Lord Jesus can do all things. Strive for a close union with God and do not lose heart. These words filled me with great joy. This is simplicity, humility and obedience, no? Jesus said, those who listen to you, listen to me. So as if the church two voices, one is Jesus' voice, start a new congregation. The other voice is from the bishop, wait. So also the will of God through this bishop, here's the grace of position, tell her what to do. So we need humility. If you attach to your blessed idea, this is the will of God for me, Father, bishop. No, you don't. You are wrong. Why do you listen to Jesus in me? You may. This is pride. I tell you one side story. We're in the beginning of the Focolare movement. The founder, Kara Lubick, went to see her bishop, no? So the very beginning, this is a small group of girls, you know, just getting together. And then the bishop also noticed girls, they have some kind of graces from the Lord. But also he wants to test them, no? So one day, Kara went to the bishop, said, "Bishop, we have a sum of money. We can afford to buy a house in Rome. So they can, you know, start the center in Rome." But the bishop say, "No." This bishop said, "Not yet." But her bishop of Kara say, "No." Straight, no. And then what Kara reflect? She was so joyful, because it's the will of God that we don't need to have a center in Rome by that time. And then, so this joyfulness, the bishop sense this group is really come from God. It's humility, obedience. So many times against the power, against the authority is pride. So sometimes we are, you know, we strive for justice, but sometimes our pride also, you know. Just, you know, yesterday also at the 3 o'clock, we have the celebration in the cathedral with the cardinal. At the same time in Causeway Bay, there were hundreds of thousands of people and thank the government, thank Donald Trump. You know, this is not the rule. It's not love. Of course, you have to change. But when you say thank, he used a fist, a symbol. This is not humility. They may say, "You are powerful, we are powerful, human people's power." Yeah? You experience all these things, eh? Before you're born. Eh? People's power. People's power. I think they learn from one another. The Chinese, the Hong Kong, no, the Chinese, the Hong Kong. They learn from you, Filipino. People's power, right? And you break down the government. Marcos, right? So But by that time, your many sisters sit in. By that time, even the bishops come up, priests all come up. They don't say fight, but we have to protect truth. Truth is more important. So we learn from one another, but never use can. When you lose your humility, it's no more blessed by the Lord. So I don't think this is a kind of protest. It's kind of a sign, but it's not blessed, I think. I don't think it's blessed. Whatever, it's not out of love, not in the Lord. That's why we have just heard, no? Little imperfections for the chosen, whatever you did, worse than a big sin by the pagans. They don't know the Lord, and you know. You have to keep this word clearly. Jesus is inviting us to be perfect. God the Father is perfect. So you have to trust the Lord. Whatever He says is true. We are all called to be as perfect as God the Father is perfect. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Of course, humanly speaking, we are so far from perfection. But we are all called. We have the grace. The only thing that we say, we don't take this opportunity. You don't take. We don't take this grace. So let us ask for this special grace. Always be faithful. Okay, now we see a chapter of divine mercy.